execution chambers. Witnesses have claimed all kinds of methods allegedly used in certain facilities to mass murder people at German wartime camps. Nowadays, the orthodoxy only recognizes claims as valid, which posit the use of toxic gases, hence homicidal gas chambers. See that entry for details. However, during the war and in the immediate post-war years, when memories were still fresh, witnesses also claimed other murder methods that had nothing to do with toxic gases at all, such as vacuum, which can be found in accounts on Belzec and Treblinka, and rarer also for Auschwitz, but only as a first stage to gassing. See also the following entries: Rachel Auerbach, Heinol Brenner, Vasily Grossman, Arbe Korn, Alexander Kudlik, Mordetzai Liechtenstein, Henrik Porsfulski, Hill Reifman, Samuel Reisman, Kazimierz Skierzyński, Oskar Strafczyński. High voltage electricity, which was frequently claimed for the Belzec camp, but also on rarer occasions for Auschwitz, Treblinka, and Sobibor. See also the following entries: Srul Feigelbaum, Boris Polovoy, Jakub Rabinowicz, Abraham Zilberstein, Stefan Schende. Steam, a claim quite common for the Treblinka camp. See also the following entries: Rachel Auerbach, Jakub Rabinowicz, Abraham Zilberstein, Vasily Grossman, Eugenia Schein-Levin. A dark substance, which was claimed for the Sobibor camp by Alexander Pachersky. It was all fraudulent, though. Embarrassed by these indicators of witness mendacity, the orthodoxy today sweeps these propaganda falsehoods under the carpet.